This is Tell Me More, the Sunday magazine on 101.1 More FM, WBEB Philadelphia. I'm Emily Scheibert. Good morning. This week, the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House and its mission to serve families of seriously ill children, and the special event coming up at Clementon Park to benefit the Ronald McDonald House in this edition of Tell Me More. Clementon Park and Splash World, in partnership with the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House and 101.1 More FM, will be hosting a special needs night this Tuesday, July 31st. Families with special needs are encouraged to visit Clementon Park and Splash World. The park will be closed on that night to the public. Only guests registering and purchasing tickets through the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House promo code will be permitted to enter. Clementon Park is among the oldest operating parks in the country and has been in operation since 1907. Founded by New Jersey Assemblyman Theodore Gibbs as a simple swimming destination on Clementon Lake, the property steadily grew by offering rides, attractions, and a water park. Margie Ford is a park spokesperson. Margie Ford, welcome to Tell Me More. Great to have you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Things are at full tilt there at Clementon Park and Splash World. This is your time of year, yes?
Yes, it is. We love it when it's warm here. And this is the time. We like the warm weather.
You're busy and you're preparing for an event that's coming up on the 31st of July. And it's a very special event that expresses what Clementon believes in terms of giving back to the community. Can you tell me about the event that's coming?
Yes, absolutely. We have an event coming up with the Ronald McDonald House in Philadelphia. We very, very excited to be doing something with them here on Tuesday, July 31st. It's a special needs night, and it's going to be awesome. It's just open to the Ronald McDonald House and the special needs families that need to come out. This way they can come out and have a great evening. The park will be closed to the public. So, I mean, it's going to be a great event. We're very excited to be partnering with the Ronald McDonald House and also 101.1.
What made you want to partner and do something for Ronald McDonald House and the special needs families?
Well, we're always looking to do something for the community. Years ago, I used to help out at the Ronald McDonald House with my children in school. We would help decorate rooms. Then I used to go to the mall and wrap gifts for the Ronald McDonald House. They're a very, very special organization. I mean, they just open that house up for people who need to stay somewhere, and it's just a great place, and they make you feel very welcome there.
They have an amazing program going on there that really touches the heart, and I'm sure with you having been a volunteer there, you saw that day in and day out, didn't you?
Absolutely. They touch everybody's heart. They really, really touched my heart at that time, and I just think it's a special thing to be doing with them. I'm very, very excited to be doing something with them.
How can people get involved and be part of it?
They can just go to the website and go into special events, and they can just purchase their tickets there. The tickets that we are selling for that evening, like I said, it is closed to the public, so it is just for them. It is a $15 ticket, and $5 from each ticket will be donated back to the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House. Well, thank you so much, and we're real excited, like I said, to be doing this, and it really does touch all of our hearts here at Clementon Park and Splash World. We love to do these events with groups like the Ronald McDonald House.
So you're offering the opportunity for these special need families to come out and have their own event that they can feel very comfortable in. Why is that important?
It's very important to us here because, you know, it's a comfort zone. You can come here and relax and not worry about people looking at you funny or anything like that. And it's very comfortable for the families. And, you know, it gets the siblings out to places like the amusement park. A lot of people can't go. and do these things. So this is why we opened the park and partnership with organizations like this, so that this way we can open our hearts and open our park and let them come in and enjoy themselves here. And the hours of operation are from 6 p.m. to the 8 o'clock p.m. for the water park, and then 6 p.m. to 9 o'clock for the theme park.
There'll be wheelchairs and people and kids with various kinds of special needs, and they are all welcome. And
absolutely,
they form their own little community that night, I presume.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful evening, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, it's a very special night and a very special clientele that you're reaching out to. So I hope everything goes great, and I hope people will support you. And thanks for taking the time to tell us about it. Margie Ford, spokesperson for Clementon Park and Splash World. This Tuesday, July 31st, families with special needs are encouraged to visit the park to benefit the Ronald McDonald House of Philadelphia. Clementon Park will be closed to the public only. Guests registering and buying their tickets through the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House promo code will be permitted to enter. For more information, go to clementonpark.com. The Ronald McDonald House supports families of seriously ill children by creating a community of comfort and hope. On October 15, 1974, the first Ronald McDonald House opened at 4032 Spruce Street with room for seven families. The house opened with the help of Philadelphia Eagles manager Jimmy Murray and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia's pediatric oncologists, Dr. Audrey Evans and Dr. Milton Mickey Donaldson. In the early 70s, Drs. Evans and Donaldson saw families spending night after night in the hospital while their kids received medical care. They knew there had to be a better way and envisioned a house where families could stay. Today, the programs include two Philadelphia Ronald McDonald houses, plus one in South Jersey, Ronald McDonald Family Rooms at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and St. Christopher's Hospital for Children, and Ronald McDonald Camp. While it costs the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House $148 a night per family to provide housing and supportive services, families are only asked to contribute $15 per night. No one is ever turned away due to inability to pay. Susan Campbell is the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Philadelphia.
You folks have an amazing mission and an amazing scope of service at this point. It's a very large organization. You serve a lot of families. What is it that you're doing there? I think we all have an idea that you help families whose kids are in the hospital, but explain, if you would, in more detail what your mission is and who you're serving.
Our mission is to provide temporary lodging and supportive services to families who are traveling to Philadelphia for some of the best pediatric medical treatment in the United States for their seriously ill children. And really what we believe in and what the Ronald McDonald House model is access to health care, that we provide those services that families need so that they can get the best treatment regardless of whether they're traveling from. We really believe in reducing the financial burden that's put on families when they have a seriously ill child, and the value of keeping families close together with a seriously ill child and not having them separated. And studies show that reducing stress for patients and for parents, and parents getting a good night's sleep, really helps with the family during that medical journey. And that's really what we support. And we support different from a hotel in that we provide that psychosocial support to families that they need. Families that are staying a week, families that are staying 30 days, families that are staying close to a year. And the support that families provide to one another is really invaluable and something that you otherwise couldn't get if you weren't staying at a Ronald McDonald House.
The stress that these families are under is tremendous. Talk about what many of them are facing with their children undergoing medical care.
The stories that we hear are not uncommon, that the diagnosis of their child really comes out of the blue. So one day, their child is getting on the school bus with a full day soccer practice, whatever sports they're in. The next day they may wake up and have an ache or pain, and a parent takes them to the doctor, and it's not a common you go in thinking it's something common, and you leave the doctor's office realizing that it's something more serious, and really literally everything stops. And I think we all know someone, whether it's a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, where we've heard that story. And they want the best possible, they want a second opinion, the best possible treatment for their child. And so they're traveling to Philadelphia, whether they're from New Jersey, from Pennsylvania, anywhere across the United States, they're traveling to get that best possible treatment. And they're leaving a lot of times they're leaving their siblings, their other children behind. They're leaving their life behind. They're leaving their jobs. In two-parent households, maybe both parents are leaving their jobs, and they're stopping life as they knew it and starting a new life with a seriously ill child. And so the stress, not only the emotional stress, the separation stress of families being apart, but the financial stress is devastating on a family. If you think about what it might be like to be away from home for 90 days and the costs associated with that, especially if there wasn't a Ronald McDonald House, where would you stay? Even if you put it on your credit card and you were staying at a hotel, it would be thousands of dollars. And that's really what we focus in on, is all of the stress associated with having a seriously ill child and what we can do to alleviate that.
Well, I hadn't thought about the suddenness of the situation that they find themselves in, but certainly being uprooted, as you say, is tremendously destructive to a family in a number of ways. And you do so much to alleviate the suffering of these families. I mean, there's a cost to housing them, and they're asked to only pay a tiny fraction of that cost. So you're very busy year-round raising funds and so forth to continue to provide the many services.
We do. We ask for $15 a night, but no one is ever turned away for their inability to pay. And as we've talked about, just that financial burden and the long lengths of stay, that any amount of money can be a burden on a family. And so in addition to providing the temporary lodging, we have all of the Ronald McDonald Houses in the area have a guest chef program where a different group comes in every night, purchases, prepares, and serves dinner. And then also having continental breakfast programs, meal buddies or groups that come in and make bag lunches, individual or donating individual snacks. We have a number of initiatives where members of the community come in, volunteer their time in kind donations to provide meals, a van service to and from the hospital. At the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald Houses, we have a social worker on staff to really spend time with families and understand their challenges and other resources in the community that might be able to help them. So it's really anticipating what do you need and how can we help? Of course, we've got lots of playrooms in all the Ronald McDonald Houses in the area, computers, accommodating folks that need to work out of the Ronald McDonald House on their laptop, Wi-Fi, everything that you would need if you weren't at home. And that really is what we focus in on.
Some folks stay in hotels. Some are staying in the hospital. You have rooms for them there. There are different kinds of lodgings for these parents.
Most families are staying at a Ronald McDonald House. When our houses are full, we do have hotel partnerships where we try to help families until we can accommodate their requests. At the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House, we're currently going through a $50 million expansion to triple in size, or almost triple in size. We're going from 45 guest bedrooms to 127. And so until we are able to open in early 2019, we do try to work with every family to get them to someplace, even if it's not the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House, whether it's our partners in Southern New Jersey, the Southern New Jersey Ronald McDonald House, hotel partners. And we do have two locations in Philadelphia that we, you know, are full basically every night.
You started in 1974 the need has always been there. And it's hard to imagine the world without Ronald McDonald House, because we do have a world-renowned children's hospital here in Philadelphia, which is something wonderful. But I'm presuming that your job at the Philly location is even more challenging because of the number of people who have their child treated and diagnosed there.
It is. We do have families that are coming from all over the United States and the world. And the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House is very proud to be the first Ronald McDonald House in the world, which was really the vision of Dr. Audrey Evans, who was head of oncology at Children's Hospital at the time. And she really saw a need. She saw parents sleeping in chairs or going home at night and not being near their child. And she knew the power of keeping families together. And it really was her vision, along with our legacy partners of the Philadelphia Eagles and McDonald's, that came together bought the first house in the University of Pennsylvania campus. It was a former fraternity house at 4032 Spruce and opened a 7-bedroom house. And it has grown worldwide to over 365 Ronald McDonald Houses in the world. And so the concept of Dr. Evans really has grown, and people have embraced it and understand the impact and the value of keeping families close to not only to the family, but to the patient and to the siblings. Here in Philadelphia, we really understand that value, which is why when we look at all the unmet need of everyone that's coming for care, and over time, all of the families we are not able to serve yet, that we're very excited that we are headed towards being able to serve many more families in just 6 to 7 months away.
Do the doctors who treat these kids see you as kind of a partner in their care?
Absolutely. So we consider all of our hospital partners, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania, Will's Eye, St. Christopher's Hospital for Children, Shriners Hospital, all as our partners. And we work with their social work staff and their medical staff in the care and the dual commitment to the care of the family. So we consider our hospital partners the medical side of care. And then after their day, families are coming back, outpatients are coming back to home, which is the Ronald McDonald House. And we deal with all of the non-medical care each and every day. And it's that partnership together that really equals total family care and makes treatment so successful.
You have worked there since you were a volunteer, I think, a part-time volunteer. Now you're the CEO. You had to have seen some very gratifying stories over the years of how very valuable the service you provide is.
I have. It's an honor to volunteer. It was an honor to volunteer at the Philadelphia Ronald McDonald House. I started 17 years ago as a Sunday night van driver, a Sunday night volunteer that drove the families to and from the hospital. And it was the best part of my week. And it really put life in perspective. And if anything, I got more out of it than what I gave. And I consider it very fortunate that I was able to join the staff and have a couple different positions, and then to be the CEO now of the organization. And just to walk into our kitchens and go to get a cup of coffee and see our families there and have an opportunity to get to know them and to hear their stories and to really see firsthand the impact of a Ronald McDonald House on the family, and to see so many volunteers. We have over 300 regularly scheduled volunteers. And just to see the kindness in people and all the guest chef groups that are coming every night, I'd like to say that the Ronald McDonald House is the best of humankind. That within a Ronald McDonald House, there's so much kindness and so much giving and so much love and compassion. And that everyone, all of our families, regardless of how long they stay, our goal is for them to leave feeling as though the burden of why they were here was lifted and was lighter because of what we do.
Does one particular family come to mind?
No, I would say lots of different families come to mind, and that every family has a special story, and every story is unique, and what they have in common is how courageous they are, how courageous our patients are, how courageous the brothers and sisters of patients are because their life is often put on hold, and the guilt that they carry as being the healthy children in the family, but yet the things that they have to sacrifice. So I consider them very courageous. And then the courage of parents and caregivers to really, in a medical journey, put faith in the medical team and the medical treatment, and to be diligent about understanding the care, often going home with very complicated care that they have to learn, and to really redirect their family and to have a new normal and to work through that as a family. So I would say that each and every family is equally special.
Do you find families supporting each other and finding strength in the fact that they are not the only ones suffering and going through this and coping?
I do. I think one of the most invaluable, it's very hard to quantify, the psychosocial support that families provide to one another. And I think a common theme is that often families with a seriously ill child do not necessarily have the support at home, or they worry about what they share at home because families worry, family members worry. And so if they've had a bad day at the hospital, they aren't necessarily calling home and telling every single detail or telling all their worries. But when you're sitting at a Ronald McDonald House in the kitchen and everyone's sharing a meal and everyone is there for the same reason, the support and the bonds that are created and the conversations and the sharing is really what many families say get them through, and that bond continues after they leave the Ronald McDonald House because those families understand and they're having similar days. They're often in the same unit. They're often, you know, experiencing the same diagnosis or the same treatment, and they can share, you know, what they've learned or questions that they've asked, and they share good news as well. And everyone congratulates folks when they're going home, when it's time for them to go home, and they're feeling great about it. It's everyone embraces that good news. When we have birthdays in the house, everyone embraces birthdays and other special occasions together, and it really is a network of extended family that families become for one another.
This must be a time that families kind of reset their value systems almost. You know, the things that mattered to them before maybe don't matter as much, and other things matter more, and they're kind of finding their way and redefining the whole thing and in the context of their children's illness. Do you see this day to day?
I do. I do think that it changes the perspective of parents and of families. I think that folks really focus in on what's most important. I think it changes the perspective of our staff and of our volunteers and of our guest chefs that come in. I often talk to volunteers and they'll say, you know, volunteering at the Ronald McDonald House changed my life. And it really has put life in perspective for me, you know, for them and for me. I would say that, you know, personally, it has changed my life. And it really helps me understand what is most important to me and why. And the value of health, of good health and self-care.
I think it's so interesting hearing you say that, you know, when you started out there as a volunteer, you loved the atmosphere there so much, you wanted more. So you began working there and working, advancing and so forth. Did you leave a life in an office behind? Is that what occurred?
I had a different career, and I had a career in a more traditional office, and really, you know, wanted to stay in a business-like career and in nonprofit. My background's in public administration, and I wanted to give back to the community. And I do treat a nonprofit as a business like any other business. It just has a tax-exempt ID number and still has a fiduciary responsibility and needs to monitor expenses, and if anything, has the challenge of not really having any revenue and making sure that each and every year we raise enough funds to run the house or to expand it. And so to me, it was another wonderful business challenge that had a social impact.
And with the need sort of always exceeding your ability to provide, you're always challenged to, as you say, keep fundraising and keep supporting the mission financially.
At the beginning of each and every year, our operating budget begins at zero, and it is our job to raise money to keep all of the houses running and all of our other programs running, whether it's family rooms in our local hospital partners in the summer, Ronald McDonald Camp in the Poconos. And so we are always grateful for the support of the community to help us run our programs.
One special activity coming up is going to be at Clementon Park and Splash World, and it's coming up on July 31st, and families with special needs are encouraged to visit the park, and it's a fundraiser to benefit what you're doing. And I imagine partners like Clementon are so valuable to you.
They are, because it really gets... it's a way to promote community awareness about the Ronald McDonald Houses in the area and about what we're trying to do. We are serving a lot of families in both New Jersey and Pennsylvania. The three houses, the two houses in Philadelphia and our colleagues in the Ronald McDonald House of Southern New Jersey, we're all serving a lot of Pennsylvania, New Jersey families. And so this is a great opportunity for folks to come out and support those houses and have a night of fun and to really know that we are out there to support their neighbors and their family members if need be.
It's been a pleasure hearing about everything that's going on at Ronald McDonald House of Philadelphia, and I was surprised to see that you have expanded to the greater region with multiple locations in New Jersey. I think it's fantastic that so many more families can take advantage of the peace, love, and kindness of a place like Ronald McDonald House during a very trying time in their family.
Well, we're happy to have our two houses in Philadelphia, and our colleagues are happy to run the house in Southern New Jersey. And our goal is to serve as many families collectively as we can.
Susan Campbell, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Susan Campbell, CEO of Ronald McDonald House Philadelphia. This Tuesday evening, Clementon Park and Splash World will open its doors to special needs families. $5 from every ticket sold will go to the important work of Ronald McDonald House. Buy tickets online only. Learn more at clementonpark.com. Thanks for joining me this morning. You can email the show or browse the archive. Just go to morefmphilly.com and click on Tell Me More. For 101.1 More FM, I'm Emily Shivert.